stay connected and bear fruit. This reflection is based on the gospel reading from Wednesday, May 10th. As Christians and Kersiistas, staying connected with our brothers and sisters in Christ, the fourth day, is of vital importance. To share, support, encourage, and love one another is what we are commanded by Jesus to do. This is not always easy to do, given that we are called to love all, not just those who love us. However, more importantly, our connection with Jesus is a matter of life and death. And in this gospel reading, Jesus instructs his disciples on the reality of that connection by using the imagery of the vine and the branches. Jesus boldly says, "Without me, you can do nothing." Now, I'm sure many would argue that not being able to do anything without Jesus sounds a bit pretentious. But I believe Jesus is speaking of things that are truly meaningful and good, like bringing others to Christ, evangelization. In other words, these are the real fruits of our lives. Sure, you can be an atheist and have a great job, make lots of money, dress in the finest clothes, drive the best cars, have the most beautiful house, or be the greatest guitar player in the world. But these things are insignificant compared to the fruits of staying connected with Jesus. In this gospel reading, Jesus is telling his disciples that he is the vine and they are the branches. His life-giving power flows through and resides in us as long as we stay connected to him. In fact, by staying connected, we will bear fruits. Jesus warns that the Father will remove, discard, and throw into the fire those branches that do not bear fruit. So, how do we stay connected? Well, here are just a few of my suggestions on staying connected. Daily prayer, reading the Word, attending Mass, receiving communion. Sometimes we find ourselves questioning our purpose and reason for being here. Like a fruit tree, you plant, water, and prune. You expect it to bear fruit. If it doesn't, you eventually cut it down. Our lesson is to bloom and bear fruit where God has planted us. Amen.